Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory, glory.
glory,
glory,
glory to the
Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Come on, let's sing one more. This is a light of mine. Hallelujah.
Little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
price to them. Amen, amen. My God, it's hurting. Some people are hurting. Amen. They're walking around with smiles, beautiful smiles on their faces. Oh, yes, beautiful smiles, but their heart is in turmoil. They're hurt. Amen. They're feeling so hurt and lonely. They're feeling so depressed. And, oh, my God, we want to reach out and touch as Jesus did. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He reached out, amen, to the Samaritan woman, amen. Oh, my God, you drink of this water. Mm-hmm. You are never thirst again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You read the story in John chapter 4. Hallelujah. And it says you went running through the town. Went running through the town. Oh, my God. Come see a man. Come see a man. Hallelujah. Told me all about myself. Hallelujah. My God, my God. That's what we want to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, come to Jesus. Oh, God, he wants to fill our heart, fill our soul, fill our mind that we are just so leaping through the city. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, may not have a dime in our pocket, but we're still happy, you know what I'm saying, come see a man. May not have a dollar. May not know how bills are going to get paid. Hallelujah, but we know a man. I know a man. I can put it all in his hand. Hallelujah, isn't that wonderful? We can put it all in his hand. Amen. And he makes the difference. Amen, amen. Right now, we're going to fall into the hands. We're going to yield into the hands of my husband, Mr. Offer. We thank God for you, Mr. Offer. And amen. We're going to see what the Lord has given him to bring to us on today. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord. Amen.
I want to say, I believe all our prayer with you guys. It's a blessing to be here once more again. As I was looking at the news earlier today, there's a busload of students coming from South Carolina in a crash. Some of them killed, some bad. You know, we don't never know what death is. And that's why we need to stay prayed up to try to stay in a good mood all the time, because we don't know how close death is in our life. Tonight, if you please, I would just like to share this, a couple of verses in Revelation. It tells about how people can sort of discourage you, try to take away your spirit, trying to tell you that it ain't this. It don't take all that. Every bit of it. Amen. Tonight, if it's free, I'd just like to share verse 1 and 2 of the 13th chapter of Revelation. If anyone want to read along with me, it says, listen to what John said. Sorry, he says, and I stood up, the stone of the sea, sure, and saw the beast rising out of the sea, having seven horns, seven heads, and ten horns. Have on his horns ten crowns on his head. And the name was Blasphemy. Chef Murray, my brother and sister, and blasphemy is two things that you can't get forgiven. Now, the second verse says, and the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet was like a bear, and his mouth and the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power and his seat and great authority. You see, the devil gives the next person more power because, yeah, man, you ain't got to do that. You got, some people can just know how to. It's brainwashing. Have you run behind them like they would Jesus Christ? And you know, we run after him all the time. It's violent. But we also got people know how to understand it too. But sometimes you can mislead yourself in this violence. I met a man one day that told me, he said, if you take a man's life, that give you more chance to get to heaven. He said, now, I don't know what kind of scripture you read, but the one day he read it, he got the wrong understanding. Now, I thank God tonight that my wife has got this from him going on. Just show up. It's been now like over 30 years. She's been boys, girls all over have joined in. I thank God really love what she's doing. Even if she got me with them. Like one while I was just listening at the preacher at church, you feel that's enough. But reading his Bible and understanding what it means, it draws you more close to God. And I want to say tonight, there's no better thing to just a family to sit down and share the word of God with one another. God so dead. Well, there's two or three come together on one accord in my name. He'll be in me. And that's what we want. And we're praying for God to just continue to be with us. The other night, I was sitting there looking on the screen. A car crashed through some people's house and went up, and they sat in there watching TV. Come right through the brick wall, right up in their house. You know, it's going to show you. We don't know where they're going. Sometimes bullets come through one. If you were sitting there, I didn't mean to say all that tonight, but I'd like to turn the service back over to my little wife, Zayel.
Lord have his way. Let the Lord have his way.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Alford. Amen. Thank you, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, thank the Lord, Hallelujah. Well, right now I'm going to...
The parents of those children.
Amen.
During the major college we were born.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
I
never know. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. My.
They crowd trying to stay all the way. Much money trying to get out of money.
Come
over here and see about
No, I just.
South Carolina along with me. Big money game.
Oh, have mercy, Jesus. Yes, we thank God for Jesus. We just don't ever know. Thank you, Minister Alpha. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Father, we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for the man of God coming forth reading the scriptures, oh, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your word, oh, Father God. And we know that your word will not return, but what, oh, God, we love you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, for us, oh, God, having the opportunity once more to come together one more time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, redeeming the time, oh, Father God. We know no, Father God, the time has been, won't be no more, God. We know, Father God, that it's getting late in the evening, and the sun is going down. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we are running for our life, oh, Father God. We are running to tell somebody else, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, be ready, get ready, stay ready. Hallelujah. The word said, we know not the day, not the hour, Father God. And we thank you, oh, God, for this message. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for your love and tender mercies, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, God, Father God, for each and every one, oh, Father God, that's going through anything, Father God. You know everybody's condition, oh, Father God. You know everybody's situation, oh, Father God. What's going on in their home, oh, Father God, in their hearts, oh, Father God, in their hands, oh, Father God. You know what's going on with amongst the children, oh, Father God. Physically, oh God, mentally, oh Father God, emotionally, oh God, you know the in and out. You know all about us, God. You know the bowing name, oh Father God. And we just thank you, Lord God. Oh God, ask that you, oh God, nurse this service on tonight, oh Father God. Take hold of this service on tonight, oh Father God. Let healing be
displayed, oh Father God. Let this deliverance be displayed, oh Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, someone cry out, what must I do to be saved on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you for the holy anointing over this life, oh Father God. We pray, oh God, that it will accomplish, oh God, what you, oh God, has purpose for us to accomplish through this teaching and praising and worship on tonight, oh Father God. Father God, we do love you, oh God. Oh God, and we do thank you, Lord God. Oh God, and oh God, get the glory out of it, oh Father God. Oh, get the glory tonight, oh God. Oh, get the glory tonight, oh God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, today. Because you care for us in such a special way. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. Oh, we love you. We love you. We love you. Yes, we love you, Lord, today. Because you care for us in such a special way. Yeah, we praise you. We lift you up. Oh, Lord, and we magnify your name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to move. Amen. Right on in into the service. Amen. Water Spirit moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening to all. Amen. Amen. And we're going to go on in now in Children's Corner. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask Mother Peggy Barnes to come forth. If she's on the line, we're going to ask her to come forth and amen, and bless the children, and just give us what the Lord have given her on this evening. Amen. Will you come on in, Mother Peggy Barnes? Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God today. Oh, we're going to have a little prayer with the kids. I'm driving, so I'm going to have a little prayer with the kids. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are blessing the children, oh God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, they got so much. They got the faith in life, Lord. But oh, but God, you can lead them and you can guide them. Hallelujah. Into all true, oh God. And we ask you to bless their little fresh mind and touch them and keep them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask you to, hallelujah, let your angel keep them around and by them, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now for them, Lord. In Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to bless each and every one on the line, oh, God. Not just our children, our people, the whole prayer line, oh, God. We ask you to bless them in a special way, Lord. And we ask you to keep us, Lord, and keep our mind on you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we thank God. Amen. And I'm going to sing a little praise. So I have a little praise song. I'll say yes, oh yes, to your will, Lord, and to your way. I'll say yes, oh yes, and I'll trust you, Lord, and I'll obey. When your spirit speaks to me, in my whole heart, Lord, I'll agree. And the answer will be yes. Lord, yes. I'll say yes. Oh, yes. Do your will, Lord, do your way. Oh, we'll say yes. Oh, yes. We'll trust you, Lord, and we'll obey. When your spirit speaks to me, Lord, in my whole heart, Lord, I'll agree. And
The answer will be yes. Oh, yes. I'll say yes. Yes. Yes, I'll say yes. Oh, yes. 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 I'll say yes. Oh, yes. To your will, Lord, and to your way, I'll say yes, oh yes, and I'll trust you, Lord, and I'll obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, Lord, in a whole heart, Lord, and I'll obey, and the answer will be yes. Lord, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. For the blessing. Amen. Amen. Now, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to ask, who do we have in the children's corner? Zaylee Smith. Who else do we have in the children's corner? Zaylee Smith. Amen. Anyone else today? Anyone else? Zaya Smith. The Lord. The brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Zaylee, what you going to present for us today?
Pray.
You going to pray? All right, come on and pray. Give your name. Say it loud.
Zaylee Smith.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven. No, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be
thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will
be done.
Thy will be done. As in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us. And forgive us our elders. And for thine is the kingdom
forever. Amen. Amen. She's saying it without reading it, and she don't know the words. So I'm teaching her how to read it so she can pronounce the words correctly. Amen. I thank her for that.
Amen.
She's the lead. Amen. Who do we have next? Who's coming next?
Zaylee Smith.
Come fast. All right.
There is power.
Good song.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, 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 to break every chain. There's an rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up to break every chain, 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 to break every chain. destiny rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up to break every chain, 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 to break every chain. I feel the chains falling. I feel the chains falling. To break every chain.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who we have next? Come forth, London brother.
Brother Emily, we're doing a prayer for you guys. Almighty God, I ask for your strength in my time of need. I come before you acknowledging my own limitations and seeking your divine intervention in my weakness. I pray that you will grant me the strength to endure and overcome any obstacles that come my way, empower me and guide me along the right path, and fill me with the courage to face my challenges that I get. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Who we have next?
My name is Kinara. I'm going to say the
Dear Lord, I want you to watch over everybody that's on this line today. Keep us all safe. Keep us from evil. Watch over us. Let no evil get to us. And whoever's going through some stuff right now, I want to guide them to our path. Let them know they're going to be okay. And just keep on continuing to let them know that they're doing right, even though they think they're doing wrong, they're doing right. Forgive them for all their sins. Forgive them for all my sins. Just keep them safe and watch over all of them. And deliver all of us from evil. And amen.
Amen. Thank the London brother. God bless you. Thank you. The London brother. Amen. Now, who do we have next? Is there any more youth on the line? Amen. Well, we want to thank the Lord. Amen. So, at this time, amen. We want to, while we have the youth on the line, amen. We want to encourage our youth, amen. We want to encourage our youth, amen. In the Word of God, we want to encourage our youth, amen. And we want to talk about, how God wants us to live, amen. We want to talk about how God wants us to live, amen, as Christians, amen. And, amen, and hallelujah, and how Christians need the Holy Spirit. Everybody say Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the Godhead. Amen, amen. The third person in the Godhead. Amen. And the Godhead, the third person is the power. It's where we get power from. And how many know we need the Holy Spirit's power? We need the Holy Spirit's power. Without the Holy Spirit's power, we are helpless. Amen. In order to keep the word of God. Amen. To be strong in the Lord and according to his might. Amen. Amen. We must live by the Spirit's power. And I'm going to read these scriptures. I want all the youth to listen to the scriptures. All the youth, listen now. So I advise you to live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit. Then you won't be doing what your mind, your sinful nature craves. Our sinful nature craves for things. The old sinful nature loves to do what? Evil. The old sinful nature loves to do evil, which is just opposite from what the Holy Spirit wants. Amen. Are our children listening? And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite from what the sinful nature desires. These two forces, they are constantly fighting each other. Do y'all hear that? These two natures are constantly fighting each other. Think about it. Amen. And your choices are never free from conflict. Amen. But when you are directed by the Holy Spirit, you are no longer subject to the law. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these evil results. We don't want evil results. What kind of evil results? Oh my God. Okay, your lives will produce these kinds. Listen, do I have all the attention of the youth? Do I have y'all attention? Right, here we go. These evil results, sexual immorality, impure thoughts, eagerness to lust pleasure. Oh, we don't want to do that. Idolatry. Participating in demonic activities. No. Hostility, quarreling. Oh my God, God! Oh, that's what the devil wants us, quarreling. We don't want to do that. Oh, we quarreling. That's of the devil. Jealousy, outbursts of anger. You know, we have to watch ourselves because that's the works of the flesh, the work of the devil. Outbursts of anger. Selfish ambition. Division. We're supposed to be together. Together we stand, but divided we'll fall. But when we are together, we can stand against. The Bible said one can take 1,000, two can take 10,000. My God, we got to stand together. The feeling that everyone is wrong except those in your own little group. Everybody else is wrong, but everybody in my group is right. Oh, no. Envy, drunkenness, wild parties, Oh, we don't want to be going to be part of no wild parties. Other kind of singing. And I said, let me tell you again, as I have told you before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. But then he goes on in verse 22 and says, but the Holy Spirit controls our lives. He will produce this kind of fruit in us. Oh, we want to deal with the Holy Spirit. Well, look what kind of fruit we'll produce if we follow the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Here there is no conflict with the law. My goodness, my goodness. We ain't got to worry about the law. We ain't got to worry about doing wrong or being, hallelujah, held accountable. Oh, my God. Can't be accused. Well, what did he do? He was loving. What did he do? He was kind. What did she do? She was showing goodness. She was being faithful. And the following day, what you going to do about that? That's what you want. Oh, my God. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed their passions and desires of their sinful nature to the cross. Yes, and crucified them. There, Jesus was crucified on the cross, and that's why we celebrate the resurrection on Easter Sunday. Amen. So when we accept Jesus, then we crucify our flesh, all the old sinful stuff, to the cross with Jesus. Hallelujah, because Jesus' blood covers it all. If we are living now by the Holy Spirit, let us follow the Holy Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or irritate one another. Yeah, we don't want to provoke one another to anger. You know, he said, oh, he done got mad. Now, what provoked him? We can provoke people, and we don't want to provoke nobody. Amen. We don't want to irritate nobody. Hallelujah. My God. Irritate one another. Be jealous of one another. God don't want us to be jealous. Oh, I'm jealous of what the other person got or looks like. Oh, no. Yeah, we need the Holy Spirit. My God. And it says, it tells us, give us four important reasons why we need the Holy Spirit. We need to have the Holy Spirit help. Let it have full control over our lives as believers in Christ Jesus. That the Holy Spirit help us conquer our sin nature. The Holy Spirit will help us make right decisions if we listen to his voice. He's a he. He's not an it, he's a he. And he's with us and in us, hallelujah, to empower us. The Holy Spirit makes it easier to follow God's guideline. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to live by God's guidelines. If we listen and follow the Holy Spirit's prompting, then we won't have to be we won't have to force ourselves to obey the Lord. That is because we will want to obey him. We want to obey God. Oh, Lord, I want to obey God. Hallelujah. My God, the Holy Spirit will produce healthy qualities in our lives. Yes, when we live by the Holy Spirit, He develops godly qualities known as the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. The Holy Spirit encourages us to seek God's approval above man's. My God, we will seek God's glory above our own when we follow the Holy Spirit's leading. Yes, yes, yes. In essence, the Holy Spirit enables Christians to live lives that are pleasing to God. Hallelujah. Something that is impossible to do on our own. He makes following Christ a joy rather than a duty. Amen. And we got a duty. Sometimes we get tired and we don't feel like it and we don't want to and we're grumpy about it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But when we love something, it's a joy to us. Well, we get up getting ready to go. We got to go to football practice. Oh, I got to get my gear for my football. I'm going to go to practice now. Oh, yeah, I'm happy about that. Uh-huh. Whatever we chose that we want to do, hallelujah, we want to do it happy. We want to be happy. Amen, joyful. And one thing we want to do is give Christ our all. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, right now, right now. Lord, we thank you. Amen, amen. We just thank you, Lord. And I want to say amen to our young people. Amen, amen. Maybe you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior. If you haven't accepted him today, oh, my goodness, today is a fine time. Amen, to accept the Lord as your Savior. Amen, amen. Give your heart to Jesus. Amen. Give your life to Jesus. Amen, amen. If you give your life to Jesus, what he'll do? He'll give you a brand new life. Just give him your heart. Give him your heart. Tell the Lord, say, I want you, Lord God. I want you. And maybe somebody has accepted the Lord as their Lord and Savior. And then, amen, amen, got caught up in something that, amen, that seemed more pleasurable than God. And said, well, I'm going to try this right here. Amen. You can always come back. Amen, amen. You can be reconciled to him. Amen. If you have walked away from him, turned away from him, you can come back today. He's waiting on you with open arms. Amen. He's standing. He's waiting for you to come back. All you got to do is repent of your sins. Amen. Tell the Lord, I come back to you, Lord God. I want to come back and rededicate my life to you, Lord. Amen. I want to rededicate my life, Lord God. Hallelujah. I want to stay with you, follow you, Lord God. And hallelujah. Anybody want to give their life to Christ right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, amen. And how can you hear without a preacher? Amen. We got to hear the word of God. Amen. Got to hear the word of God. Amen, amen. He said, what did that say? Romans 10:9-10. Mm-hmm. That we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. Confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus, amen, amen. We confess with our mind. Let me find it and read it. I'm just trying to scramble through here and ain't getting the scripture. Let me get it right. Let me get it right because sometimes my mind don't come just where it ought to be to say what I'm supposed to say, and I want to do it right instead of being redundant. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let me find the scripture here. And it's Romans. My. Yeah, I'll be a bit quiet now. My. Ma'am?
Romans 10:9-10.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, ma'am, thank you back. But I have my finger in these little words right here. Romans 10. Uh-huh. All right, now. Okay, here we go right here. Okay, what it said right here. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen, amen. That 10th verse tells us 110 verse tells us, it says right here, it says, for by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. My God, my God, my God. So, amen, amen. So, you can pray the prayer today. Uh-huh. Dear God, forgive me of my sin. Have mercy on my soul, Father God. Lord, I want to come to you, Lord God, just as I am, Lord. I come to you, Lord God. Oh, God, and accept him as your Lord and your Savior. Uh-huh. And if you have strayed away, you can come back and be renewed. Amen. Ask the Lord to forgive me for stepping away, Lord God. But I come back, Lord God. I come back and I want to stay with you, Lord God. I want you to be Lord of my life. Amen. If you pray that prayer, amen, you are saved. Amen. You are saved. Hallelujah. Go to church. If you can't go to church, get your Bible. Uh-huh. Get your Bible and read your Bible. Yeah, read what God's word has to say. Amen. Amen. Learn about him. Keep on coming. You're on the line today. Keep on coming on the line. Amen. We have a children line. Call the children line. We have a children line. Call the children line for study. Amen. Amen. And prayer. Amen. Amen. We want our children to know God's word, because we are older people are going on off the scene. Amen. And you all are going to be the one that's going to be coming on up, bringing on up the rear. And y'all need to know how to love and care and teach that to your children. Amen. Amen. Right now we're going to thank you and we're going to ask the Lord, amen, to continue to bless our children. We thank you all. Do we have another child coming for today? Do we have another child coming for today?
Bailey Smith.
You've been already. What you going to do now? You already been. Let somebody else come now. Let me see if I got any more tuned out here. Let me see. Can you make sure I got my corn open? Hallelujah, Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Do we have any more youth on the line that would like to come forth at this time? Do we have another youth on the line? If so, you may announce yourself and come forth. Do we have another youth on the line? Amen, amen, amen. Can I get an adult to come and bless the children once again and make your presentation?
Praise the Lord. Sister Vivian.
Amen. Yes, God. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just enjoyed the children tonight. I want to let them know that they are a blessing. Children have to know that they are a blessing. And I have enjoyed them tonight, and I thank God for the word that went forth in their ears tonight. I pray that they will know that they have to love everybody, find love, joy, peace in their hearts. I just thank God for everything that has gone on, for the praise from their lips. Oh, God just loves them. So I'm going to pray for them. Father, thank you, Lord God, for every child that is represented here tonight, everyone that wasn't represented. God, continue, oh God, to let them use their lips to praise you, oh God, that, Lord, you fearfully and wonderfully made them, and you made them in your own image, God. I thank you for each one of them, name by name. I thank you for the readiness in them that still wants to do, Father God, and I pray that Zaylee will come back and do again tonight because she's ready, God. And, Lord, I pray that she get baptized with fire and the Holy Ghost, oh God. Lord God, that, oh, Father God, as she grows, oh, God, she'll realize, oh, God, where she started from and, oh, God, how she has grown over the years, God. I pray your Holy Spirit upon each one of them, oh, God, and, oh, God, keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Oh, God, direct their footsteps, oh, God, that they closer to you, God. I pray that they'll never want to give up on you, God, when the devil comes in like a flood, oh, God. They'll be built up in the faith, oh God, that they'll be able to stand, God. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for each one of them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Father, 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 Jesus, 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 let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled our lives. And if unto you our cares and burdens roll, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I pray that every child, that they'll learn how to call up on Jesus when they're going through little things in their lives and they don't understand what's happening or what's going on. I pray that they will remember this song, Jesus, and call upon the name of Jesus. And Jesus will help them. That's what they have to know. Praise God. And I thank God for everyone that prayed a prayer. I thank God for everyone that sung. And I thank God for the word. For in his name, we all come in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We have another youth on the line here. Announce yourself. What is your name?
DeJuan Jackson.
DeJuan Jackson.
DeJuan
Jackson. How old are you?
10.
10. And where are you from?
America.
Ponchatoula? All right. Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Come forth, my brother.
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions of dress of their sinful nurse to their cross and confront them their sin. We are living by the Spirit. Let us follow the Spirit leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become content or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. February.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, young man. Thank you, amen. We want this young man to come back and join us again. Amen, praise the Lord. Yes, 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 amen. Now, amen, if there won't be another, sweet, okay, we got one more. Come on, come fast. Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
My name is Ice, and I'm going to be singing Everybody's Birthday.
All right.
Let us break together on our knees. Let us break together on our knees. When I fall on my knees. When my face arises, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us break one together on our knees. Let us drink one together on our knees. When I fall. With my faith arises, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees.
Mother? Hello, mother? Well, is there anyone else would like to come while mother is
I think the phone went out.
Okay, yeah.
I'm back.
Come on. Okay, mother, come on.
I'm back. And gracious God, we just thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord. You said, Lord, to take time with the children, Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord, for the children, Lord. In the name of learning about you, God, you told us to train them up in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart. Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, keep them, Lord God. Warning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to come, Lord God, and offer up to you, Lord, their mind is what they can give, the sacrifice to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless my sister Zeta, God. Somebody got to take time, Lord, in the name of special time. Just a special time, Lord, that she's bringing them up in the admonition and the fear of God. And, Lord, we thank you for everyone on the line today, God. It takes all of us in the name to make up, oh, God, this time, Lord God, in the name that we contributed to them, God, in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for what you have put in their heart. And they desire, God, oh, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to give you praise, we're going to give you glory, honor, and thanksgiving for what you have done and what you're going to do in the lives of your children. In Jesus' name. And if I may just read this scripture here, and it's coming from, and the little scripture, it's a big scripture. It's coming from Mark 10 and 14. But when Jesus saw it, okay, let me start up a little. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Yes, Lord. Our children have a place in God's kingdom, amen, even in the work down here, and showing up they have a work in the future kingdom. God loves everybody. He wants all of us, amen, to be a part of his church. It's not just about the adults, it's about the children as well. That's why he told us to train them up in the way they to go when they get old, and he may, if they sway away, they know how to come back. God bless you, little children. Amen. It's just a blessing to hear the little children go forth. That is a blessing. You putting something in them now, amen, that they will always remember as they grow up. They will remember what they learn as little children. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we're going to pause him for another little minute. We got another young man that stepped up and said he want to read. Amen, amen. We're going to let him read. What is your name?
K.Y. Brooks.
K.Y.? K.Y. Brooks. Amen. Where you from?
Ponchatoula? Louisiana.
Ponchatoula, Louisiana? All right. All right. Read that for me.
The right thing to do is bring glory to God, because there is no one greater who is worthy of trust. Adoration was worship, therefore, for the Christian, we are to give to bring glory to God. How we do that is through prayer and study of His Word, the Bible, so that we might better know what He has for us.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? How old are you?
7 years
old. Amen. Amen. Telling us what a Christian purpose is in life. Amen. To bring glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah, the 47th chapter, the 43rd chapter, and the 7th verse. Amen. Thank you, young man. God bless you. All right. I just want to give you a little handshake there. Thank you. All right. Now we're going to go back to the adults. Amen. Announce yourself and make your presentation. You wanted to make one too, baby? Hey, my. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, I think we have one more. Amen. Come forward, honey. Come forward, honey. Amen, amen, amen. What's your name?
No.
Huh?
No.
Say it a little bit louder.
Daryl.
Cadero. Cadero. Oh, these are beautiful names. Amen. Cadero, how old are you?
Nine.
And where you from?
Louisiana.
Ponchatoula. Amen. Come forward.
Which are the three things God wants us to do? Mike.
Michael.
6:8. Is a clear, crisp, and simple summary of what God expects from you and me. These three things that matter so much to God are the three things God wants to see in us: justice, kindness, and humor.
Humility.
To act justly, to treat people fairly and respectful. You do not oppress or mistreat others.
Amen, amen. Amen. The three things that God wants us to do. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. To act justly. Hallelujah. He wants to act justly and respectful. And don't mistreat people. Hallelujah. He was reading from Michael. What is that, 6:8? Amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, young man. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Now, we're going to move back on into the adults now. Whoever you may be, going to make your presentation and come forward. I mean, make your announcement and come forward. Hello? Can you hear me out there?
Yeah, we could hear you.
All right. Would there be another that would like to make a presentation? Let me make sure I don't have nobody blocked out. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I had one blocked out. All right. I had one blocked out now. Amen. I'm going to ask again. Would there another one like to make a presentation at this time? Would there be another? Riche, are you on the line? Riche? Are you on the line?
Yes,
Sharon, are you on the line?
Yep. Riche on the line.
Okay, Riche, come forward. Minister Sharon, are you on the line? I mean, would you like to make a presentation? Come forward, Riche.
Yes, ma'am. I'm coming for, I'm sorry, I just got all open. I'm coming for dinner song with you guys tonight. I'm sorry. With you all tonight, I'm sorry. It's been a busy day.
There will be mountains that I will have to fight, and there will be battles that I will have to fight. Victory or defeat is up to me to decide. But how can I expect to win if I never try? I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Never said there will be trials. Never said I wouldn't fall. Never said that everything would go the way I wanted to go. But when my back is against the wall and I feel that hope is gone, I just lift my hands up to the sky and say, help me to be strong. Oh, I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. And I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. And I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
I'm about to sing another song. Just a minute.
You coming back again, okay?
To worry.
Okay.
And don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubled days don't last away. For then,
who will wipe your tears away? And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it.
Oh, yeah.
I know that I can stand, no matter what may come my way. My life is in your hands. You don't have to worry.
Oh, no.
And don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubled day don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. Mm. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand, no matter what may come my way. My life is in your hands. With Jesus, I can take it. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. So when your tests and trials, they seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones, they are nowhere to be found. Remember there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it.
Oh, yes.
I know that I can stand, no matter what may come my way. My life is in your hands. With Jesus, I can take it. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. No matter what may come my way, well, my life is in your hands. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord for Rashay. Amen, the mother of the London brothers. Amen, praise the Lord. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Now, will it be another? Will it be another? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We just grateful to God. Amen, amen. And all that has been said and done. Amen. We are just so, so, so grateful and thankful. Amen, amen. So, yeah. Hallelujah. Take this time. Amen, amen. To just give God some glory, some honor, and some praise. Amen. God, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for who you are, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing, oh Father God, in this hour, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, with all that is within us, dear God. We give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, you are due, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah for coming in, oh God, taking over, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, having your way, Lord God. Hallelujah, oh God.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, let healing be manifest, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, let joy be manifest, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, 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 in the name of Jesus, Father God, we just pray, oh, Father God, that you, oh, Father God, have getting and have got the glory, Lord God, this evening, Father God. Everyone that has come forth, oh, Father God, we bless, ask God, blessing over every home, oh, Father God, that represented on this night, evening, oh, Father God. We pray, oh, God, oh, Father God, that your healing, oh, Father God, that your love, oh, God, would just flow all over us, oh, God, just cover us, God, with your love, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, let your healing virtue, oh, Father God, soothe, oh, God. Oh, God, the troubled heart, oh, God, the troubled mind, dear God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, of our loved ones, our friends, oh, Father God, the ones, oh, Father God, that don't know you according to their sins, oh, God. Oh, God, we just ask you, oh, Father God, to touch, heal, deliver, Lord. Save, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, crime, dear God, is just running rampant, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that you to intervene, God. Oh, step in, Lord God. Step in, Lord God. Touching hearts, oh, God. Changing lives, oh, God. Of the young people, oh, God. Oh, God, let our young people come to know you, oh, God. Let our young people, oh, Father God, see the signs of the time, oh, Father God. Let them see, oh, Father God. Oh, God, the signs, oh, Father God. Let them be aware, oh, Father God, of you, God, and your creation, oh, Father God. Let them see, oh, Father God. Hallelujah, oh, God, the seasons, oh, God. Oh, God, that, oh, God, oh, Father God, that things are happening, oh, Father God, that it ain't like it used to be, oh, God. Let them see, oh, Father God, the power of your Holy Spirit, Father. Let them see the power of the Holy Spirit moving, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the land, oh, Father God. Oh, God, the destruction in the land, oh, Father God. Oh, God, the signs, oh, Father God, up on the sea, oh, Father God. Oh, the sea is angry, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, claiming the innocent young people, claiming innocent people, oh, Father God. Claiming your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Highways, oh, Father God. Oh, we see the signs on the land, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the sky, oh, God. We see, oh, God, the signs, oh, Father God. Oh, God of the judgment, oh, Father God. Coming now, oh, God. Help us, oh, Father God. Give us a mind, oh, Father God. Bless our young people, oh, Father God. Oh, God, to redeem the time, oh, Father God. Help them, oh, Father God, to know, oh, God, that there is a purpose like the little young man read tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, we have a purpose in being here, oh, God. You created us, oh, God, with a purpose, God, in mind, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that everyone, oh, Father, desire to know their purpose, God. Everyone that desire to know, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, their will for their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. Oh, God, let them know, oh, Father God. Oh, you made us, oh, God, for your pleasure, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we'll give you the glory, Father God. We'll give you the honor, oh, Father God. Bring our unsaved children, oh, God, our rebellious children. Bring them back into the fold, oh, God. Oh, let them come running crying, saying, what must I do to be saved, God? In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, they need a healing, oh, God. They need, oh, God, to be saved, oh, God, so they can, oh, God, teach their children, oh, Father God, the love of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, every child that has come forward today, oh, Father God, I pray, oh, God, that you just continue to penetrate their mind, oh, God, saturate their hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let the word that they heard on tonight, oh, Father God, oh, God, let it, oh, God, just not be a word, oh, God, that just pounced on, oh, God, but let it, oh, God, let it soak in, oh, God. Oh, let them know, oh, Father God, that you are real, that you love them, oh, God. Oh, you care for them, and let them know, oh, Father God, that they're not too young to make a difference in someone's life, dear God. Let them know, Father God, oh, that they can touch somebody's life. They can tell somebody the goodness of God. They can tell somebody, I know the Lord. Amen, amen. I know God will take care of us. I know God will never leave or forsake us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, dear God, let them, oh, God, testify of the goodness of God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we'll give you all the glory, Lord God. Father God, we love our children, oh, Father God, and we ask you, oh, Father God, that for the mistakes that we made, oh, Father God, if we did anything, oh, Father God, oh, God, it makes them believe, oh, Father God, that we wasn't living the life that you desired us to live, oh, Father God. We ask that you would forgive us, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let them remember what we taught them, what we showed them concerning you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, let them know, Father, that we are all none without fault, oh, God. We are none without fault, oh, Father God, but we are a work in progress, God, that you are working on us, God. Work on us, God. Work on us, God. Work on us, God. Hallelujah. We'll say, we'll say, we'll repent, God. Oh, God, if there's anything that, oh, God, that they will reveal to us, we'll repent, God. We are humble. We are your little children, oh, God. And we will humble ourselves, oh, God, and say, oh, God, that, oh, God, it was out of the will of God. Oh, God, we'll confess that it was, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. Let them know, oh, Father God, that we all make mistakes, oh, Father God. Oh, but we are learning every day of our life. We're getting closer and closer, oh, God, and I walk with you, oh, God. Oh, God, that we may be ready when you come, Lord God. Oh, God, you said in your word, oh, Father God, that, oh, God, let them know that you said you was coming as a thief in the night, God. Don't be in know the day or the hour that we may, oh, God, be prepared, oh, Father God. Oh, God, don't be struck by surprise, oh, God. Hallelujah, you don't know what to do, oh, Father God. Running here and running there when you told us, oh, God. You told us to stand still. Oh, God, you told us to stand still, oh, God. Help our young people, oh, God. And not only our young people, the older ones that don't know, Father God. So many of the older people don't know, oh, God, what the Bible says, what you say, God, what your word says, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we don't have to be afraid, oh Father God. It's spoken throughout the scriptures, oh God. Fear not, fear not, fear not. We don't have to be afraid. We just have to be obedient to you, God. And you, oh God, that we can stand still and see your salvation, oh God, working through us, oh God, and for us. In the name of Jesus, oh God. There's all of our silent listeners, oh God. We just thank you for being, oh Father God. We just thank you, oh God, for encouraging us, oh Father God. Oh, silently, but encouraging us in a mighty way. Oh God, we have some, oh Father God, is sick on the line, oh God. Brother Colbert had a fall and she's in the hospital. Amen. And we just pray, oh God, her spirit, oh Father God. So she's very sore and painful. But God, we are praying that you move on her behalf, God. Oh, that she, oh God, oh Father God, soon will recuperate, oh God, and be back, oh Father God, amongst the saints of God. She loved the saints, God. She loved the household of faith, oh God. Bless her, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the one that's cared for, oh God. Bless them, oh God. Bless my brother Gary, oh God. He's on the line listening with us, oh, God. We just thank you for my brother Gary, oh, God. We just thank you, oh, God, that hallelujah, oh, God, that you have blessed him, that you have
sending help, the things that he needs. Oh, Father, you are providing, oh, Father God. We're just so grateful, 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 grateful to you, dear God. And we have some, oh, God, that have lost loved ones, oh, Father God. And we're just asking you, oh, Father, to lift them up, oh, Father God, to, oh, God, to embrace them, oh, Father God, and let them know, God, that you make no mistakes, oh, God. You make no mistake. We were all, hallelujah, born to die. There's a appointed time for us all to leave, oh, Father God. As they get the appointed time for us to enter in, oh, Father God. Oh, look at the heavens, Father God. Some are going through all kind of relational problems and whatever, oh, Father God. We ask that you fix it, oh, God. You ordain marriages, oh, Father God. Oh, God, step in, oh, Father God. Oh, God, show us, oh, God, what we are wrong at, oh, Father God, because you are always right, God. And if it's anything wrong, oh, God, it's all in us, oh, God. Show us, oh, Father God. And so you said that we, if a man ways please you, oh, Father God, we can ask anything and it shall be done. I believe that you'll work it out, Father God. If we will be honest and faithful, you have no more shout out. You'll fix it for us, oh, God. You'll bring us out, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Bless our spiritual surroundings, oh, God, our leaders and all. Bless, God. Bless our leaders, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our civic leaders, oh, God. Bless, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. State and the church, oh, Father God. Bless. Have your way, Lord God, and we'll give you the glory, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we love you now. We love you now. And we thank you now. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. At the same time, amen. Bitter Severian, amen. She set up for tomorrow evening. Sure is. She's ready for tomorrow evening for 7 o'clock. The same number. It's a Friday at 8 o'clock at this same number. Amen, amen. Just your outreach ministries, amen. If the Lord delay his coming, amen, and everything go well, we will be back next Saturday at 7 o'clock. Amen. So take this time, amen, amen, to just love one another before you leave the court. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. Until we meet. Until we meet. At Jesus' feet, until we meet, until we meet, may God be with you, until we meet, oh, again. Lord, be with you. Lord, be with you. Lord, be with you. Until we meet again. I love you all. Thank you and good night.
Amen, amen.
I'm coming. Let me get the key while I'm going.